Have you pickle juiced today? If not, you. It's as easy as heading to the stupid store and ordering yours from radradio.com.
We got this email, rad at radradio.com. A nice little spoiled rotten survey. The perfect hotel room has to have what? The number one answer was fast Wi-Fi. Lori says, I appreciate a quiet in-room air conditioner.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
These things are always so noisy, typically.
I appreciate it. I wouldn't. The noisy ones, though, kind of act as a double thing. They give you the white noise.
Yeah.
And they cool off your room.
Do you know what? I don't care. Loud, quiet, just work well.
Yes, I agree.
God.
Now, she went the opposite way. She says, if the coffee pot is in the bathroom, I'm not staying there. I have questions about that. First of all, what does that mean? You check in, you get comfortable, you realize the coffee pot's in the bathroom, you're going to leave?
Yeah.
Secondly, there's a lot of nice places, like to me, I don't know, nice, I'm not saying luxurious, like these places where you can stay, you can live in these suites.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. The coffee pot's in the bathroom, you don't like it, move it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Put it in another room.
And how do you not like that? You go in, you wake up in the morning, you go sit on the pot, and then you start your pot.
Yeah.
All right, it's perfect.
What, is that grossing her out? Like it's in the same area as the toilet? Because a lot of hotels, the toilets are separate from the actual
bathroom where the sink is. Even if what you're describing.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't you do what I said?
Sure.
Move it. I just picture this pain in the ass. Everybody's getting covered. Honey, no! Back up! We have to go find another hotel!
But the Wi-Fi is really good.
I don't care.
And the bed's great.
I don't care. The coffee
the
pot.
The air conditioning's great.
Oh, the coffee pot's in the bathroom. But the entire town is sold out. I don't care.
We hear the room service is fantastic.
No, so what? The coffee pot's in the bathroom. You don't drink coffee, but it's in the bathroom.
It's better that it have it in the bathroom than open the coffee pot and find somebody's eyelash in your coffee pot, all right?
Hey, if you're a maggot, you're listening to us. If you got jokes, email us, radradio.com. Don't call, can't tell jokes. We'll start with 10-year-old Lily.
Hi, Lily.
What do you give a dog with a fever?
What?
Mustard. Best thing for a hot dog. 9-year-old Melissa.
Oh, hi, Melissa.
That's new.
Mm.
Why don't fish come to the surface when it's raining?
Why?
They don't want to get wet.
That's cute.
That is.
I don't know who wrote this note, but it does. Okay, by the way, this is a if you know, you know thing. I ain't doing the whole thing. All right, if you don't get it, you don't get it.
Oh, shoot.
Whoever sent this email in says, this is a joke for my young nephew, Jake, who does not need to be fed. He is 8. Okay. What does the devil use to disinfect his hands?
What?
Well, hand sanitizer, specifically the brand named Pure Hell. Pure Hell. Mm. All right, here are Big D's dad jokes. My pastor asked me how I view homosexuality, and he did not like it when I said, usually in HD.
HD.
That's not really a dad joke.
It's 4K now.
What did the dog say after it sat on sandpaper?
What?
Rough.
Ooh, I like it.
A raccoon went into a restaurant, found out the food tasted like garbage, and said, my compliments to the chef. Oh, God. I have a compass that locates British boy bands. I think it's broken, though, because it only points to one direction.
Oh, oh man.
From Vince.
Hey, Vince.
What do chickens use to save money?
What?
Coupons. Again, if you know, you know. If you were here when the show started, you're fully in the loop on this one. Never mind nose surgery. Yesterday, I smuggled a crate of scotch into the African section of the zoo, and I got a rhinoplastered. And the answer's in the joke. Ah, screw all of you. All right, these are from Joseph.
Hi, Joseph.
My wife asked me to stop at the grocery store and pick up a gallon of milk. And if they had avocados, get 6. I come home, I told her they had avocados, and then I put 6 gallons of milk on the counter.
Yes.
Literal listening.
Yeah.
Very nice.
What? I got sent to jail for studying abroad, or as the judge called it, stalking.
See you.
Oh, God.
This is from Wendy.
Hey, Wendy.
I recently took a poll, found that 100% of the people in the tent were mad when it collapsed.
Excuse me.
These are from Thomas. Yoink. I had a dream last night that I was racing in NASCAR. I was fast asleep.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's all right. It's only Tuesday, Kyle. What do you call people who sleep in their socks?
What?
Very tiny.
You can fit the whole crew in there.
I don't know why I find that so funny.
Oh, gosh.
It was my birthday yesterday. I got $500 from all the cards I opened.
Woohoo!
I love being a postal carrier. Looking at you, Kyle.
Yeah, I've always had that thought, too. If I was ever a mailman, I'd look for the ones. I'm like, oh, this is addressed to the kid, not the parents. Uh-huh. Oh, that looks like a grandma's name. Oh. I bet there's money in this birthday card.
This feels like a credit card.
Feel it a little bit. Ooh, gift card, Amazon, maybe. Ooh. Oh.
That's how he's separating the mail.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Not by zip code, address, street name, no.
Kids or grandparents.
Yes. One more from
a male person.
From Carl. Good job, bud. Yeah. Covered all our bases there. Veganism is like communism. They're both fine. Unless you like food.
I'll have the gray one.
Jokes, email us, R-A-D, at radradio.com. We're going to play Master Movies right now for a pair of tickets to see George Lopez at Hard Rock Live Sacramento on Saturday night, September 21st. You're qualified for the grand prize drawing. Thank you, Brandon. For Friday morning, we'll upgrade one of you to front row tickets. Master Movies, you get a quick clip from a movie. All you have to do is tell us the title of the movie it's from, and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20, and if nobody knows the movie... Droplets everywhere and no winner.
We need a winner.
888-989-9811 for Master Movies.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.